Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Alrighty, hour number three of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We will get to overreaction, proper reaction in just a second. But first, there is a coach out there. Here is his tweeting history. On July 16th, he had his own tweet. It was of Batman, and he said, hashtag buckle up. Since then, he's had two retweets, and then he tweeted today, and there is a Brian Daboll connection. There is a Brian Daboll connection to this guy. He is a coach. He has not tweeted regularly, and then just so happened to have a tweet today, a day after, and maybe it's just a coincidence, I don't know, but he just went to social media about 3 hours ago to issue a tweet. Do you know who the coach is that I'm talking about, Chris Persianen? He is a current coach. Could have some beef in the streets with Brian Daboll. You want to take a stab?
Wink.
Stu?
Is it Pete Carroll?
It is not. Why would you think Pete Carroll?
I thought he tweeted something like that during draft day.
No. It is Wink Martindale.
Wow.
The defensive coordinator of Michigan, former Giant defensive coordinator, that had that little brouhaha with one Brian Daboll in their exit.
That last slice of pizza, man.
By the way, the day that Wink Martindale left the Giants or were fired from the Giants, I forget how it did go. Do you know he was in the airport? He was in the airport. I missed him by 10 minutes. I am coming off the plane. I want to say it was after Michigan, Ohio State, maybe, which is ironic. I want to say it was then. Hey, Stu, do me a favor. Look up when Wink Martindale got fired. That wasn't in season, though, so wouldn't it be after Michigan, Ohio? I don't think that was in season.
The article came out on January 9th, 2024, that he was spotted at the airport.
Maybe I was coming back from the national championship game. Maybe that was national championship game 2 years ago.
That game was on January 8th.
Which I'd be coming back on the 9th. Yeah. I was coming back for the national championship game, and I saw Kenny Albert in the airport. And I innocuously, since I know Kenny, just, right, said hello. And I was on the phone with my mom, catching up with my mom. And I said, Mom, I got to go. I got to say hello to Kenny Albert. I said hello to Kenny Albert. Ack then comes in the next day. Ack and Kenny Albert are lifelong friends, right? They went to, I think, NYU together. Ack goes to me, heard you saw Kenny. He goes, did you see who Kenny saw while you saw him? And I said, no. And it was Wink Martindale in the airport that day. And Wink was talking to Kenny 10 minutes prior to I saw Kenny Albert, and I missed him by 10 minutes on the infamous airport sighting. So Wink Martindale and Brian Daboll had a controversial ending, and it just so happens that Wink Martindale tweets for the first time since like July, hashtag buckle up, with two Michigan Wolverine logos. So is that just, oh, he's tweeting something about Michigan? Or is that like, hey, Coach Daboll, you out the door. Checkmate on you. Just something I'm asking. All righty, let's get to, on a Tuesday, a little overreaction, proper reaction. We get it rolling in 3, 2, and 1.
Another football week is complete, which means it's another week to freak out about your favorite team. Which takes are truly crazy.
But sometimes a game can be so bad, it's almost good. You know what I'm saying? No.
And which are so crazy, they might be right.
He's 6'5", he's 245 pounds. He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Zach lets you know in this week's edition of Overreaction or Proper Reaction.
Stewie, Stewie, Stew, where are you? It's time to do Overreaction, Proper Reaction now. We gotta workshop that. That's
yeah,
not that
a little bit, but that's all right.
Stewie, Stewie, Do. All right, let's get to it.
All right, last night the Eagles, they topped the Packers in a defensive struggle on Monday Night Football by a score of 10-7. Jordan Love passed for just 176 yards, while the Eagles had just over 200 yards of total offense if you take away their four-play 80-yard touchdown drive. Green Bay is now 5-3-1 on the season, while the Eagles, their offense overall has sputtered as they rank in the bottom 10 in the league in both total yards and passing yards, and they are 21st in rushing yards. Overreaction or proper reaction, neither the Eagles nor the Packers will reach the NFC Championship game.
Packers will not. I think the Eagles can. So neither the Eagles nor the Packers will reach the NFC Championship game. So they believe in Philly. They don't believe in Green Bay. The Eagles would qualify to then make this an overreaction.
All right. After moving on from Brian Daboll yesterday, the Giants are in the market for a new head coach following this season. While numerous names have been brought up, NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, he brought up two interesting candidates.
General Manager Joe Shane will not only stay on as GM, but run the search. Among the names I would keep an eye on as the Giants, let's say, potentially look to kind of regain some of the greatness of the Tom Coughlin era, I would say Steve Spagnuolo and Antonio Pierce, two head coach candidates. Both guys they will look at.
Overreaction or proper reaction, Antonio Pierce or Spags would be a good hire for the Giants.
I think Spags deserves another shot. I think he just may be too old to be a head coach again. Like, if that hasn't happened after all those years of success and all those championships with the Chiefs, that he hasn't got another shot, is it going to happen now? He wants it. We've had, you know, we're a show that we get good guests on after big performances. Can't say that for every show. But Spags joins us every year after they win the Super Bowl. And Steve Spagnuolo has made it clear to me numerous times. You joke, like, hey, it's a tradition unlike any other. You guys win a Super Bowl. You interested in a head coaching job? And he always says yes. And he doesn't end up getting one again. So he's 65, will be 66 after this season. I don't think he's getting hired. Antonio Pierce... Do you think he got a raw deal with the Raiders, Stu?
I don't. I don't think he's a very good like game management type of coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I think unless you surround yourself with some really, really good assistants, I don't know. I just don't view him as a good coach.
I would prefer Spags over Antonio Pierce if I'm the Giants. Now, both are Giants legends, but Antonio Pierce or Spags would be good hires for the Giants. I don't think it's really what you're looking for in 2026. So I would go overreaction.
The Falcons blew a lead and fell in overtime against the Colts on Sunday in Germany. The loss drops them to 3-6 on the year after an 8-9 season last year. that, of course, they came into the last season with Kirk Cousins and playoff expectations. Overreaction or proper reaction, Raheem Morris will be fired after this season.
Absolutely should. Now, Arthur Blank, he usually is loyal to those coaches, but I don't see why you would be loyal here. You pick this guy over Bill Belichick. They have all this talent. They celebrated like they won the freaking Super Bowl after beating the Bills, and what have they done since? They haven't won a game since. So I tweeted this out on Sunday. Coaches who should be fired. The Titans job is already open. Mike McDaniel, Brian Daboll, and Raheem Morris. You know Daboll was sent packing on Monday. So I stand by Mike McDaniel being out and Raheem Morris being out. And then I said coaches whose seats should be on fire, but who knows what the team will do, Zach Taylor and Kevin Stefanski. I think Stefanski will get fired. Taylor, I'm still on the fence about. I think it could be 50-50. I think he should be fired, but I don't know if the Bengals will. But the question here is Raheem Morris will be fired at the end of the season? Absolutely, he should. And I even think someone that's usually patient like Arthur Blank will realize, uh-oh, he made a mistake. A team has this much talent. They should have a better record than where they're at right now. So proper reaction.
For the most part, Thursday night football games have been a mess this season. This was even more magnified this past week where the Broncos, they beat the Raiders 10-7 in a game that had more penalties than first downs. Well, former NFL coach John Gruden joined Get Up Barstool yesterday and made his thoughts clear on Thursday night football.
Let's start with Thursday night football, man. What a treat it is. No preparation, no time to recover, no chance. Get rid of these Thursday night games. Dump them. It's not fair to the players. It's not fair to the coaches. Who goes out and tries to perform at a high level with no preparation? Dump these games.
Overreaction or proper reaction, it would be better for the quality of the sport if the NFL got rid of Thursday night football games.
I think the show is called Wake Up Barstool, by the way. Get Up is the ESPN show.
Yeah, it's Wake Up Barstool.
It's not a big deal. It's fine. I heard Get Up Barstool. I go, isn't the name of the show Wake Up Barstool? So that was just me. But anyway, to Coach Gruden's point, let me tell you what, man. That John Gruden. It would be better for the quality of the sport if the NFL got rid of it. Absolutely. These Thursday night games suck. They blow. But with that being said, we know the NFL likes isolated spots. We know the NFL likes money. We know the NFL doesn't care about player safety. So it would be better for the quality of sport if the NFL got rid of Thursday night games. Proper reaction. Do I think it's ever going to happen? Absolutely not. But it is a proper reaction with the way the question was worded.
Titans rookie quarterback Cam Ward has already been sacked 38 times for 295 yards in 9 games this season, putting him on pace for 72 sacks for a loss of 557 yards. Now, to put that into perspective, the NFL record is 76 sacks that Texans quarterback David Carr took as a rookie in 2002. And the amount of yardage lost, well, 489 set by Eagles quarterback Randall Cunningham in 1986. Overreaction or proper reaction, after this disastrous season, Cam Ward will already be ruined as a franchise quarterback.
Like, after this year, you think his chance of being a franchise quarterback is shot?
Yeah.
I can't say that. I'll go overreaction, but I will say Amy Adams shrunk. She has stunk as an owner, so she probably won't turn it around. And now you're fighting my head football coach and Mike Vrabel. I don't like that. Do I think she'll get it right? No, but I can't say that right now. He's already ruined after 1 year. But I don't think they're going to really turn around all that much. So after this disastrous season, Cam Ward will already be ruined as a franchise quarterback. I think that's too early to say, so I will go overreaction.
Browns Chief Strategy Officer Paul DePodesta.
Say that 10 times fast. Paul DePodesta. Oh, jeez. It's a tongue twister.
Well, he has now departed the Browns, and he is the new Colorado Rockies president of baseball operations. In a recent interview with the Denver Post, DePodesta was asked about the Deshaun Watson trade, where Cleveland sent 3 first-round picks to the Texans and more. And obviously gave Deshaun a fully guaranteed contract and said, quote, we all own that, end quote. Overreaction or proper reaction, the Deshaun Watson trade is the worst trade in sports history.
I have to go overreaction, and here's why. It's pretty bad. Babe Ruth is the worst trade in the history of sports. That's the first one that I think of. Also, which trade is a worse trade? Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson? Oh, that's right there. So I would say it's Deshaun because they gave him the fully guaranteed contract. But man, that's like You ask a two-year-old, would you rather have asparagus or broccoli? I want a big fat donut. I don't want asparagus or broccoli. So the Deshaun Watson trade obviously is a horrible trade, but the worst trade in the history of sports? No, I got to go no net with Harry Frazee and Babe Ruth and all that stuff. So that is a overreaction.
It has been a disappointing season for Kentucky football as they are now 4-5 with games left against Tennessee Tech, Vanderbilt, and Louisville. If they don't win at least two of those three games, it would mean three consecutive losing seasons for Mark Stoops after previously having an eight-year bowl streak. Despite the regression, former head coach Steve Spurrier says that he doesn't think that Kentucky will fire him, citing that he doesn't believe that they want to pay his buyout. Overreaction or proper reaction, Mark Stoops will be back at Kentucky next season.
I think they should split. I think Mark Stoops has been a heck of a coach. He has had two 10-win seasons at Kentucky. I just think it's time to try something else. With that being said, I think he's going to be back next year. I think there's a lot of jobs open. Kentucky's not a premier job, so who are you really going to get? Sumrall, right, was one of your own. He's probably going to go elsewhere inside the SEC. So if you get Sumrall, different story. If you can't get Sumrall, I think you keep Stoops because I just don't know how much better you're going to be able to get. I do think they will inevitably split, but right now there's just too many jobs open and Kentucky's not a major player. So I think not because of merit, but more so probably just because of what the market is right now that Mark Stoops will be back at Kentucky next season. That's a proper reaction.
All right, last one here. Mike Norvell's days at Florida State seem to be numbered as the Noles are now 1-5 in ACC play following their 24-10 loss to Clemson over the weekend. However, when talking to the media yesterday, Norvell made it clear that he still has the highest of expectations going forward.
I'm fully aware the outside narrative around our team is not good. Around me is probably not good. That's fine. That will not affect, right, the job that I'm going to show up and do. Right, the job I'm going to show up and do is I'm going to pour everything I have into this team with a championship expectation, right, for us to go grow and be better. And why I can say that is I've actually won a championship. I've done that. And we're going to do it again. And we're going to do it here.
All right, overreaction or proper reaction, Norvell will remain at Florida State and get to a College Bowl playoff.
So, Tommy Bowden, he joined us a few weeks ago, and he said, hey, Florida State doesn't have the money. Norvell's going to be back next year. Danny Cannell said the same thing. Hey, we don't have the money. He's going to be back next year. Isn't the AD coming on out and saying, hey, he's going to be our coach through the end of the season, saying, boosters, pony up? I think they'll get the money by the end of the season. I don't think Mike Norvell's going to be back to start the 2026 football season for FSU. So then you ask me, Norvell will remain at FSU and get to a college football playoff berth? I don't think he's remaining there. And even if he did, as much as I like Mike Norvell going back to his Memphis days, and he's been on this show a lot, I think that ship has sailed of him getting Florida State to a college football playoff berth. So I'm going to go overreaction there. Alrighty, that's overreaction, proper reaction right here on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We will take a timeout. When we come on back, how will the committee rank the 12 teams in the college football playoff tonight? I will give you my answer next. Alrighty, it is the Zach Gelb Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The college football playoff rankings installment number 2. Will be coming out later tonight. I will give you my predictions in just a second. But first, let's go to Cincinnati. Lee in Cincinnati is calling into the show. Lee, good evening. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. But I'm just so glad you took my call because I've tried to talk to other people in the South who seem to be totally oblivious to reality. What I mean by that is this. The fact that LSU, okay, they did what they did with Brian Kelly, not trying to pay his buyout. So tell me, and I don't think I'm being stupid about this by being treated like an idiot from a lot of other people, but tell me if I'm right, Zach, because you're from the North and you have a great mind on your shoulders. So tell me this. All right, LSU signed a contract the same way that Brian Kelly did. LSU does not like the job that Brian Kelly was doing, so they fired him, but they still had the buyout in there, okay? They had to buy out his contract, and now they are balking on that. Is that not legally wrong? In my opinion, it is. Do I like it? No. Did they have too much or too big of a buyout with that? Yes. Do I think it's going to change the way that coaches' buyouts are done from here on out? Yes, but that doesn't make a bit of difference because, in my opinion, find whatever the heck we want to.
Here's the tricky part. So On3 had a good tweet about this. Pete Nako has obtained a copy of Brian Kelly's lawsuit against LSU. Kelly's attorney are seeking a judge to confirm Kelly was fired without cause. If LSU can prove his dismissal for cause, the institution would not owe the buyout. So this comes down to, was there cause or was there not cause in the firing? So I don't think this was, hey, you're just a crappy football coach right now, we're getting rid of you. There's a lot of other rumors out there that I don't know if any of them are verified when it comes to morality and things like that, where he may have been fired with cause. So that's where I'm at, and thanks for the phone call, Lee. I don't know what the truth is, so I can't really comment on it, and I usually hate when sports becomes a litigious situation, but is he getting fired with cause or without cause? What is it? And right when he got fired, they said, oh, they agreed on a negotiated buyout. Right, that was one of the reports out there, and that obviously has been disproven. So where did those talks kind of break down where we're at this point? So I don't know what is true, what is false here. This is going to go to court. This is obviously going to get interesting. We'll see what's going to happen. Now, as it pertains to the status of LSU in the future, I don't care what the governor of Louisiana says in the now. You know, they have the new AD, even though the president made it very confusing if the new AD was actually the new AD because they ripped off the interim tag, in that whole situation. LSU still has a great job. It is. And if Lane Kiffin, right, who is king right now at Ole Miss, says, I want to go to LSU, then guess what? He's going to be the next head football coach of LSU. John Sumrall, if they offer him the job, he's going to take it. Right? There are names out there, and there are good names out there, that they will still take the LSU job for one reason and one reason only. They'll put up with all the chaos and all the sloppiness that has happened in the last year or two because they know that program since 2000 has three different coaches that have won national championships. Nick Saban, Les Miles, and Ed Orgeron. Go Tigers. So I still think that LSU could get a big name in there. And also, Brian Kelly doesn't have the greatest reputation in the world, where I think a coach could say, okay, they didn't treat Brian Kelly right. Well, that may be because Brian Kelly's just a massive pain in the ass. So I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to say that that makes the LSU job, which it's sloppy right now, as a job that's still not the best job on the market. Because in my opinion, it still is the best job on the market. All righty. At 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight, the second installment of the college football playoff rankings are to come on out. This is what I think is going to happen. Tonight's rankings, I think they're going to look like this. Ohio State's going to be number one. Indiana's going to be two. Texas A&M is going to be three. And then Alabama is going to be four. The Crimson Tide. Alabama. So those will be the four seeds that will be getting byes. I then think, and Jody Mack, I think, was right on this. Because of the fact that USF dominated North Texas and beat them by 27, even though right now North Texas has one loss and USF has two losses, I think USF is going to be not ranked in the top 25. But I think that because you have one G5 school getting in, USF's going to be the G5 school tonight. Memphis did go down last week. So you will have USF be going up against number five, Georgia. Then, I think the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech, with Virginia falling, are going to claim that ACC spot. So Georgia Tech will be the 11th. They'll be going up against sixth seed Ole Miss. Then in at number 10 will be Texas. And Texas will be going up against seventh seed Texas Tech. BYU, who was in the top 12 last week, will be out because of their loss to Texas Tech. As I have Notre Dame 9 at Oregon 8. Let's skip around the room here real quickly. USF at Georgia. If that was the opening round playoff game in a 12-5, I'm assuming we would all take Georgia to win. Georgia by how many points would be the question. Stu?
Georgia by 21.
Okay. Chris?
Is this a spread guess or a call your shot on the final score guess?
Just call your shot on the final score.
33, Georgia by 33.
Okay, so Miami played USF, and that game was 49-12. So that was 37 points. I was going to say like 35. Yeah, they beat him by at least 30 points. Okay, so that would be not a good first round game. You know, just a hot take there. Sizzling. Georgia Tech at Ole Miss. If that was the matchup, Haynes King at Ole Miss with Trinidad Chambliss, who do you think would win the game and by how many points?
I'll say Ole Miss by 7.
Okay.
I was going to say Ole Miss by 17.
Ooh. Okay. Haynes King is a dog, even though he's a Yellow Jacket. But last year, up against the Dogs, he took him to 7 overtimes. This would be Ole Miss. Ole Miss dominated Georgia this year for the first 3 quarters. Then Georgia dominated him in the 4th. I actually think Georgia Tech would be alive in this game. I would say Ole Miss gets a field goal late to have them win the game by 10. I'd say it's a 7-point game, and then Ole Miss gets a drive late to get a field goal. But I think they would be alive. I think that would be a game where like the spread would be 13.5, 14.5. I'd plus the points on that. All righty. Texas at Texas Tech. Who do you think would win that game? Stu.
Texas by 3.
Ooh. Joey McGuire is probably saying, Texas is in a conference. Notre Dame is not in a conference. I have respect for Texas. I have no respect for Notre Dame. All righty. Chris. Texas, man, Texas Tech.
I'm similarly to Stu, I'm not so confident either way here, but I will say I'm pretty sure Texas. So I'm going to say Texas by 5.
I'm going to take Texas Tech to win that game if those two teams didn't match up. Arch Manning has struggled under pressure this year. I know he's been getting better as the season did go along. Rodriguez and Bailey is one of the best duos in the country in terms of playing defense, and that would be a home game for Texas Tech. Did you guys see that environment up against BYU? It was like if a country club and a frat party had a baby. Texas Tech was the offspring with that environment that we got to see on Saturday. All righty. Notre Dame 9 at Oregon 8. If that matchup were to be to tomorrow, what would the score be? Like, who would win the game by how many points?
Notre Dame by 4.
Okay. Chris.
Is this the playoff is tomorrow?
Or yes,
this is
their playoff tomorrow.
Regular in the playoff?
Yeah, 9-8.
Notre playoff. Dame by 8.
Now, it's going to be curious to see if DeCorian Moore is going to be back. That'd be one. I don't think Oregon is as bad as the way that people are talking about them. But with that being said, they lost to Indiana by 10 and Oregon was home. What do I trust the most in this game? I ask myself, what do I trust the most? Like, I trust the Oregon defense more than Notre Dame defense. Quarterback play, I kind of trust CJ Carr more than Dante Moore. But what's the unit that I trust the most in this one? And we're thinking this is a physical game, right? Notre Dame, Oregon. Dan Lanning's walking off the field up against Iowa. That's Big Ten football. Well, Notre Dame is built like a Big Ten team. They're built off the run game first with Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price. I would say Notre Dame would win the game. And I'd say that Notre Dame would probably win the game by like a field goal. I think it's close. I think it's a razor-thin margin. But I think that physicality is what would win out. So if the playoff were to be tomorrow, your buys would be, and this I think it's going to project if, based off my projections tonight. Ohio State 1, Indiana 2, Texas A&M 3, Alabama 4. I think USF would play Georgia 12-5. Georgia would just destroy them. Georgia Tech would then play Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss would just survive. Then Texas would play Texas Tech. I would take Texas Tech. And then Notre Dame would be on the road, and I think they would upset Oregon in a 9-8 matchup. Zach Gelb here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's get an update in. Here's the Ackman, Rich Ackerman. That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. There was an article today by longtime scribe, longtime columnist in Ian O'Connor. And his article was why the Giants of Mike Tomlin would make for the perfect marriage. Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying that the article is wrong. So, Mike Tomlin, you've been with the Steelers forever. You won a Super Bowl. You have won a playoff game since 2016. The fans are tired, right, of Mike Tomlin. But the Rooney family doesn't want to get rid of Mike Tomlin. Right? They're very loyal. Knoll, Cowher, Tomlin. So, would it be a horrible thing for the Steelers and Tomlin to both reset? I don't think it'd be a horrible thing for the Steelers. I don't know if Tomlin would entertain it. Now, remember the one time Tomlin really lost his cool with the media? It was when people were linking him to the USC job. And he freaked out. He was like, God, does Andy Reid have to deal with this stuff? He freaked out. That was the only time you really saw Mike Tomlin break character and really have his body just get overpowered the motion where he was just outraged. So anyway, Mike Tomlin, that was a college job. But the last 2-3 years we've done this, should Mike Tomlin be let go by the Pittsburgh Steelers? And last year I said in the offseason, I know he has 3 years left in his contract. If I'm the Rooney family, I'm going to Mike Tomlin and said, the next 2 years, yeah, they got to find me a franchise quarterback or win a playoff game. If you can't do either, Mike, we love you, but you got to go elsewhere. And don't give me this nonsense that the Steelers can't move off of Mike Tomlin, right? The Eagles once moved off of Andy Reid. Andy Reid did go on to win 3 Super Bowl championships with the Chiefs. The Eagles have won 2 Super Bowls since then. The Patriots at one point, after seeing Bill Belichick win 6 Super Bowls, they did get rid of Bill Belichick. Like, you could move on from a coach, and sometimes it's just time. And it could still work out. Like, yes, did the Patriots hit jackpot right away with Gerard Mayo? No. But Mike Vrabel looks pretty damn good. Did the Eagles hit the jackpot right away after their first hire since Andy Reid? No, it was Chip Kelly. But since then, you know, Doug Peterson and Nick Sirianni have won Super Bowls. So I could understand the argument being crafted. All right, Mike Tomlin, you need a quarterback. Well, the Giants have Jackson Dart. Mike Tomlin, you look at the Giants roster, it's a legendary franchise. You got Malik Nabers, right? There's Brian Burns on that roster. There's Sexy Dexy and Dexter Lawrence. Like, there are pieces on the Giants roster. With that being said, though, you're in a spot right now where you win 9, 10, 11 games a year, and you're in a legendary franchise. You already won a Super Bowl, but you haven't won a playoff game since 2016. Do you want to leave there? And are you going to leave for the Giants where maybe there's a better job out there? But I would imagine, right, Tomlin may not be feeling appreciated by some of the fans, which I don't think the fans are that far off. And he knows, right, even though John Mara has not been a great owner, and we wish John nothing but the best, right, with what he's going through, to be clear. But John Mara has not been the greatest owner. But the Mara name, just like the Rooney name, is a powerful name in NFL circles. So I don't think Mike Tomlin would do it. I don't think it's a crazy suggestion. But I'm at the point where, unless if the Rooney say Mike Tomlin is no longer the coach, or Mike Tomlin, I guess you don't fax anything in anymore, but sends in his resignation, I'm not going to believe that Mike Tomlin won't be back as the head coach of the Steelers next year. I think it's time for both of those parties to split. I think it's time for the Steelers to try something new, and I think it's time for Mike Tomlin to go elsewhere. With that being said, though, let's skip around the room here. Let's take Mike Tomlin off the table. Out of the active coaches in the NFL, who could you see leaving their current job, whether it's they want out or they get fired, to go and pursue the New York Giants job or maybe another job around the NFL? As you're right, Tennessee's already open and there will be other jobs that do open up. But let's keep this to the Giants here. Current coach that you think could be the next head football coach of the Giants. Stu.
Why not another AFC North coach that has been there for a long time, and that is John Harbaugh.
Ooh.
Now, he has been there since 2008. He's obviously had a lot of success. He won the Super Bowl in 2012. He's made it to the playoffs a bunch of times, including the last 3 years. 6 of the last 7 years, but they haven't been able to get over the top with Lamar Jackson. This year, maybe they bottom out, miss the playoffs. Maybe this is like the perfect time for them to move on, find a new coach for Lamar, and then the Giants would have a good coach in John Harbaugh, who I think they would love to have.
All righty, Chris Persiainen, give me a current coach that you think the G-men could be getting, you know, maybe leaving their current gig to go to the Swamps of Jersey at MetLife Stadium.
My gut tells me that everything goes against.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mike McDaniel here.
Oh, my God. Oh. Hold on.
Wow.
I think I'm having a heart attack. Could you imagine that bozo and Mike McDaniel in front of the New York City media? Oh, my God. Boomer Esiason just signed a 15-year contract extension on WFAN in New York because that would be content gold. Oh, my God. Imagine Mike McDaniel with the New York media. That guy is in Florida where the Dolphins media is not that strong. Imagine him with the New York media. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was me out in Central Park with my window down, with my watch on, and the car window rolled down, trolling those Buffalo Bills fans after the Giants just beat them. Yeah, that was me. Oh, my God. Mike McDaniel. Chris Persiainen, you are the idea. We appreciate the idea, because that was just, that blew my mind. Is Mike McDaniel your answer?
You didn't even let me get past.
No, but it's in this show. It's not me not letting you get out your answer. It's this show. I have been all over Mike McDaniel for 3 years that this dude should not be an NFL head coach. And just the idea of him dealing with the New York media makes my eyeballs, right, explode out of my cabeza. But continue, sorry.
No, I love it. And maybe there was a little evil to my answer starting out with his name. Maybe there was a little malintent, a little intent to rage bait.
Yes.
One Zach Gelb.
Well, you definitely rage baited me.
Well, with that established, I am going to have to go with someone who I... I feel like I have to go with them because I don't like this choice, but you guys took the two good ones. And that is not going to be Mr. We're One Day Closer to Death Every Day. It's going to be D'Amico Ryans, who is someone who is just...
Mufasa.
You know, in hockey, you look around every offseason and you go, he got another job. There's a little bit of the retread to plucking Ryans away from an undesirable Houston situation. Mm-hmm. But I can't get over the thought that the Giants ownership will talk themselves into an Antonio Pierce-like hire, mm-hmm. but not actually make it, and do some half measure that involves, yes, bringing in a retread, but not even getting the franchise legend part right. I see this going the worst way, which would maybe be this way.
Well, if I was a Giant fan and I could get D'Amico Ryans, I'd be doing cartwheels in the street. Like, I think D'Amico Ryans is a tremendous head football coach.
There seems to be some tension with C.J. Stroud. The organization might have to pick.
I don't know if it's tension with D'Amico Ryans. There's something up, though, with the offensive coordinator last year, and then they bring in Kaley this year, and it just hasn't worked. I think it's more the line stinks right now, and... there's something with every coordinator. I think it's more of a C.J. Stroud problem. I think we overrated him. Like, I think he's good. I just don't think he's great. If the Giants, I don't think D'Amico Ryans would want out, especially because he's a franchise legend with the Texans, and he took that job when he could have got better jobs. But if the Giants could get D'Amico Ryans, oh boy, if you're a Giant fan, it'd be the happiest that you've been in years. Mine would be Kevin Stefanski. I think Kevin Stefanski wants to get fired. I think Kevin Stefanski will get fired. Kevin Stefanski, he's a two-time Coach of the Year award winner. They don't like when I do this in Cleveland. But in Cleveland, right? You go to New York. I understand the Shedeur Sanders fans hate your guts right now, and you should probably play Shedeur Sanders. But you come to New York, I think Kevin Stefanski paired with Jackson Dart could be a good combination. So right now, here are the odds for the next Giants head coach. Anyone want to guess who's the odds-on favorite right now? Stu, do you want to take a stab at this? Who's the odds-on favorite to be the next Giants head coach?
I want to say Lane Kiffin, but I doubt he's number one on the list. I'll go Joe Brady. I'll go Joe Brady as number one.
It is not Joe Brady. Chris Persiainen, you want to take a guess? Who's the odds-on favorite to be the next coach of the New York Football Giants?
Is it our guy, Mentor?
No. Right now, Mike McCarthy.
Oh, my God.
At plus 700. I actually don't think it'd be a bad hire. Mike McCarthy's a good football coach, and it would bring some stability to an organization that needs it. I don't think it's going to be Mike. I don't. Clint Kubiak is at plus 800. Steve Spagnuolo is at plus 900. Lou Anarumo is at plus 950. Cliff Kingsbury, he is 10 to 1. Mike Kafka is 12 to 1. Jesse Minter is 12 to 1. The New York Post, can we get this right? They didn't even spell Jesse right. Jeff Hafley, they spelled him Jeff Hatley. Oh, what is the New York Post doing here? This is pathetic. Now, get these guys' names right. 12 to 1. Antonio Pierce is 14 to 1. Todd Monken, 14 to 1. Oh, you want to laugh? Robert Saleh, 14 to 1.
Where's Joe Judge?
Yeah. Lane Kiffin, 14 to 1. Chucky John Gruden, 14 to 1. Brian Flores, 14 to 1. Bill Belichick, 16 to 1. Joe Brady, 18 to 1. And uh-oh. The clapper.
No.
Jason Garrett, 18 to 1. That is according to Ryan Dunleavy, who works for the New York Post, who I like. He floated out Lou Anarumo, and then underneath that, the Giants' next odds. So hopefully they got, the odds are via DraftKings, by the way. Man, they really spelled these names wrong. Jess A. Minter. They spelled it J-E-S-A-E for Jesse Minter. Jeff Hafley. They spelled Hafley, H-A-T-L-E-Y. Was that AI? Was that some intern? Or was that some dope or all the above? I don't know.
But the way some of these companies are hiring these days, it could be all the above. You never know. Alrighty, that will do it for a Tuesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Chris Percy-Einen, thank you so much. Always a joy to have you filling on in. Stuart Kovacs, thank you as well. Ack, thank you. Big thank you to each and every one of you that called, listened, or tweeted in to the show today. Make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB, or you can get me on TikTok at the Zach Gelb Show. We'll be back tomorrow for a busy Wednesday edition of the Extravaganza. Emmett Johnson from the Nebraska football team, second in the nation in rushing yards, is going to join us. We'll have some other surprises along the way, too. We'll talk to you then, everybody. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.